You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
This week, when college football gives back, virtually every college football coach is participating this week in Coach to Cure MD. And this is the week that this national charity project to raise awareness for a terrible genetic disorder is on display. Duchenne muscular dystrophy is the most prolific genetic killer of young men. It's a progressive muscle disorder with no cure. You can help fight Duchenne muscular dystrophy by going online at coachtocuremd.org or texting the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 90999 to donate $5 on your next mobile phone bill. It's Coach to Cure MD, sponsored by the American Football Coaches Association. This week, every coach is on the same team.
Matt Harmon, Eddie Iacopinti back here from University Field in Albany, New York. Hawks with a big Week 5 game here against the Great Danes. 34-24 the score on the board. It is in favor of Albany right now as we get set for the start of quarter number four. Second final of the day has come in from the Northeast Conference. Wagner knocked off Bryant 31-21, so the Seahawks have won two in a row. We already said Sacred Heart with their first win of the year as they knocked off Central Connecticut State 34-21. Bryant and CCSU both 0-5 now on the year. And at last checkout in Pittsburgh, Duquesne has pulled even 21-21 that game late in the fourth quarter.
How about that? I'll tell you, St. Francis, PA, and we obviously haven't seen them. They just impress you more and more each week.
Well, they were leading in that game, and Albany looks like they must have scored and went for two because they've got an eight in their fourth quarter box to tie it at 21. We're hoping for a good fourth quarter finish here. Second down and long as Albany gets it. Throws over the middle. That catch is made by Kevin Chillis. Running away from white jerseys and will score. 44-yard touchdown pass from Will Fianchi to Kevin Chillis, who's been a killer today for Monmouth. And just like that, 40-24.
They just can't catch him, Matt. Chillis is too fast. We saw him on the gadget play early, on the long pass reception here. And credit Albany, coming out swinging here in the fourth quarter. They kind of lulled Monmouth to sleep in that third quarter. And here they come back out with a quick strike.
Extra point attempt here for Sean Kenny. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. And that is good. 41-24 now. Back to a three-possession game. That is a momentum killer as we'll keep it here. 14:55 to go in the fourth quarter. So you get it to 10, down to a two-possession game. Even if you gave up three there, it's still a two-possession game. The one thing you couldn't do was give up a big play, and that has really been a killer for Monmouth today.
Well, that's the backbreaker. You come back, you score two touchdowns in a row. You just finished getting ready for the fourth quarter, giving the pep talk, the speech, and then Albany comes out. And it, just as you were ready for that right hand in this boxing match, they sneak the left at you, and they hit an absolute uppercut on Monmouth, who now, again, will have to battle just to go be down by 10 points. They've had an answer seemingly for everything that MU has tried in this contest, and that time, I'll tell you, they started this fourth quarter on the front foot and coming out flying.
Tough way to begin the quarter. Once again, just kind of feel like Monmouth there caught napping a little bit.
That's the thing. Albany's been, you know, ready after turnovers, after changes of possession. They are, that's when they look to strike. And they've done so here. A lot of big plays in this game.
A lot of points up on the board, too. 41-24. So Monmouth, it will be their turn to try and answer right back as Sean Kenny will come on to kick off. Nagy the deep man. Asante and Joe Johnson in front of him. Kenny will step into it. Kicks from the right hash mark. This is returnable for Nagy from the 2-yard line. Gets out to the 15, stays on his feet, gets to the 25, out to the 30, now to the 35, to the 40. 45 to midfield. He's got one man to beat. Will be run out of bounds. There is a flag down on the far side. It'll be offside on the kickoff against Albany, which Monmouth will most certainly decline. Big return from Nagy. Best part about it, a lot of yards in a short period of time.
Perfect. That's exactly what Monmouth needed to try to continue this march back into the ball game. That was, you know, for the first time in his entire time returning kicks, we see him hit the hole that opened up, make the big play. We used to see him drag tacklers here, able to show the speed and get moving. Now the offense needs to try and score equally as quickly.
Run out of bounds at the 36-yard line. Monmouth able to take the penalty as well and add on a few more yards. So the spot will be now at the Albany 32. 14:45 remaining in the fourth quarter. Pushed out on a touchdown-saving tackle from Leon Sadler, the corner for Albany. See what Monmouth can do here. Short field to work with. Trips package in a tight formation off the right side. Man in motion is Roberts. Jet sweep off the right side. Roberts cuts up field. Gets down to the 26-yard line. Gain of about six. Bring up second and four.
Testing the boundary of Albany here, but again, this game will be won for Monmouth if they're able to come back in a miraculous way through the air. Got to get it done here and get a touchdown on the board.
Trips package this time out to the left side of the formation. Sumlin, Roberts, and McLafferty. Frazier waiting for everyone to get set. Davenport, single guy, near sideline to the right. George will make the shovel pass catch and take it down inside the 15-yard line. Get to the 13. So the offense has now started to click. It's the defense which has been a big problem today for MU.
Yeah, I mean, you can only keep up points with them, and you can only try to get back in the game by getting stops. MU needs to get the ball in the end zone on this possession.
They put this at the Albany 13-yard line, where it is first down and 10 now for Monmouth, with just under 14 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. George has a stand-up tight end this time to the right side. McLafferty left. Empty backfield for Frazier. Wants to throw. Goes over the middle, and it's intercepted. Picked off as pressure was coming. Frazier will make the tackle. The interception goes for Dean Mercurius, and that is another backbreaker. Flag thrown after the change of possession. Frazier was pressured and again kind of threw off his back foot a little bit. Didn't see Mercurius, who had dropped off from his defensive end spot and got into coverage, and Albany will get the football back.
Well, I'll tell you what, if steal a different sports analogy, you can give Mercurius the save, because he may have just clinched this win for Albany on that play.
And a personal foul against Monmouth after the play. Plus 15 for Albany. This will go out to the Great Dane 47-yard line. I didn't get the number of the Monmouth player on the penalty, Tyler George. Mike Hunchek. So Albany now has it first and 10 from their own 47-yard line. This is where they can really deliver a knockout blow. Fiatschke taking time, checking things off. Going to move Osborne to the left side of the formation. Osborne will get it off tackle to the left. Dragged down at the line of scrimmage by Sullivan. After about a half-yard pickup, second down and a long nine coming up.
And Albany's going to be very content to take as much time as possible. The clock, which is equally the enemy of Monmouth, is Albany's ally here. And they're just going to look over, watch that coach in the yellow, freak out or whatever he just did, and just keep barking those signals in.
Jake Meek coming back into the game at the quarterback spot. That's usually indicated some kind of run play, at least today. Hutcherson in motion, option right, fumbled pitch. It is covered by Hutcherson. Big loss on the play. Back to the Albany 38-yard line. It will set up here third down and long. And Fiatschke will come back in. Third down has been a major problem for the Monmouth defense today. Kirchner as the wide man to the right side of the formation. Hutcherson and King near sideline left. Fiatschke will send Hutcherson in motion. Fake once, fake twice. Set up screen back to the near side. Osborne has it, and he's off to the races. He's going to have the first down and pick up big yards on what was third and 19. Albany will move the chains as they work the ball all the way down to the Monmouth 38-yard line.
Well, it's just kind of an example, Matt, of anything that Albany wants to do, they've been able to do offensively in this game. Not necessarily throwing it downfield, but the well-timed screen call picks up the first down into MU territory.
First and 10 now for Albany, who again will work that play clock down with a comfortable 41-24 lead. Fiatschke moving Osborne. Single running back. It will be Osborne to get the carry up the middle. Small gain, maybe a half yard. Tackled by Dave Demersion. Bring up second and 9.
It's very deflating. You know, even when you back them up and you force the long third down, when they pick it up, it's just, you know, the defense, which has been so good, hasn't had any answers for this Albany team today. And you know, we said it off air, but they're going to be a force in the coming years in the Colonial Athletic Association.
King and Kirchner split the field. Ball from the left hash mark. Here's Fiatschke under pressure. Lets it go. Osborne makes the catch and falls down behind the line of scrimmage. The goal is a loss on the play of 2. Back to the 39-yard line. Bring up third down at 11. They'll have to spend some time catching up scholarship-wise, but I would imagine the transition for Albany will be pretty quick. You know, they may be a team that kind of lurks in the weeds for a year or two, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if they are among the CAA better teams in the next couple years. Fiatschke gets the snap, throws a fade pattern looking for King, who will go up, make the catch, but the ball out of bounds and then winds up hitting the ground. Phillips on the coverage. That'll set up fourth down and long. There's a flag down on the far sideline. It was offside against Monmouth. So Albany will have another opportunity here to pick up a first down. Plus 5 the other way. Puts the ball at the MU 33-yard line. It makes it 3rd and 5 with 10:31 to go in the fourth quarter. Albany 41, Monmouth 24. Defense jumping again. Some pointing back and forth. I jumped, you jumped, but I think this was clearly on Monmouth. And it's going to be 5 more yards for Albany, and it's going to be a Great Dane first down.
Well, that time, Albany was able to get a first down without even needing to really snap the ball. Back-to-back offsides penalties. You have to control your intensity. And we've seen personal fouls on Monmouth now and 2 penalties, which will set Albany up with a first down. And you know, Matt, to close the point you made 2 plays ago, they did handily beat a Maine team last week that was ranked, and they're a pretty successful CAA team. And, you know, once they catch up scholarship-wise, move into that new stadium, who knows?
First down and 10 after the back-to-back penalties. 10:31 still up on the clock. Fiatschke will give it to Osborne. Hit behind the line of scrimmage and then driven off to the right side. Host of white jerseys in on the stop. Sullivan there. Phillips and Demersion. No gain. Brings up second down and 10.
Have you noticed, by the way, the PA announcer and everything that's written? It's not Albany. You Albany.
You Albany?
Right on the field there. Unless you want to go with the genetic or the phonetic pronunciation. How would you say that word right there? Y'Albany?
Y'Albany. Second and 10. Trips off to the right. Man in motion is Chillis. Out of the Wildcat look. Drew Smith getting the direct snap. Running forward off the left side. Breaks the plane to the 25-yard line. Gets to the 24.5. Gain of about 3. Brings up a third down and 7 now for the Great Danes. Unless things change, Monmouth will have a week to stew on this one. The bye week next week, and then Cornell in 2 weeks. Good-looking team out of the Ivy. Fiatschke tried to draw Monmouth offside again, this time a bit more discipline. And Fiatschke changing the play at the line of scrimmage. Osborne to his left in the backfield, trips off to the right. Blitz coming. Open man is Cole King, who will make the catch in front of Mitchell Pollard at the 16-yard line. That's enough for a first down. 9-yard pickup.
It's Albany zeroing in on 200 yards both through the air and on the ground. It's not the prettiest when Piatchke lets it go, but he's thrown for 239, and that they've run it for 190 yards.
Tough to win when you give up big chunks of yardage like Monmouth has here today. First and 10 for Albany, already leading by 17 at 41-24. Here's the give for Osborne through the middle of the line. Osborne staying on his feet, was stopped at the line of scrimmage, going to wind up being about a 3-yard pickup down inside the 15 to the 13-yard line. Second and 7 coming up. Albany in no rush here to get anything done. They are very content to take their time.
Yeah, they don't huddle, but what they do is just come to the line and let that play clock, which is at 5 now, tick all the way down.
Inside carry for Drew Smith, who punches his way through the line, gets down to the 7-yard line. That's going to be close to a first down. After today, Albany will square off against Bryant, St. Francis, Pennsylvania, then a bye, Sacred Heart, Wagner, Duquesne, and Central Connecticut State. Why I say that is because if the score holds and Albany wins, which it looks like at this point they probably will, Monmouth will have to hope that someone among those remaining games can figure out a way to pick the Great Danes off and maybe work back into the playoff picture. Fiatchke will give here to Drew Smith, runs through a tackle into the end zone, touchdown. That one from 7 yards out, and he needed all 6'2", 225 to do that. Lorfring went high on the tackle. Smith able to spin out of it, then bounce off another tackler at the original line of scrimmage and get another score for Albany, who now leads 47-24.
You know, Matt, you just made the point about their schedule the rest of the way. I have one bit of advice for the rest of the teams on their schedule, and that's good luck, because the way this team's playing, I can't see him losing to anyone on that schedule.
Good snap, good hold. Kenny with the extra point right through the uprights and good. 48-24, 7:20 to play in the fourth quarter. Albany leading this one big. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawk football on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, locations in Toms River, Manchester, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor. All of their physical therapists are former high school and college athletes, and they know what it takes to get the injured athletes of all levels back in the game. AtlanticPTCenter.com.
Should pass along a bit of good news today for Monmouth fans. Field hockey team with a victory over Georgetown 3-1 after a tough start to their season. Kind of looked like they have things kind of turning around in the right direction a little bit.
Also, women's soccer with a big 2-0 win last night over Robert Morris on Christy Rampone night. Thank you to Christy for coming out and being more than generous, making sure everyone that came out got an autograph.
Here's Kenny to kick off. High end-over-end job to the goal line. Nagy fields it at the 10, out to the 15, taken down at the 20-yard line. Where it'll be first down and 10 here for Monmouth with 7:14 remaining in the fourth quarter, and Albany leading this one 48-24.
Monmouth offense will now come out and just around 7:14 left. And, you know, Matt, I would look for them to do one of two things. You're down by 24 being doubled up by Albany. The starters are coming out. So you want to see one of two things, either just good, crisp offensive execution or the two-minute offense for the rest of the game. Once you make the decision, if you want to keep going for it, that's what you have to do. Otherwise, just look for them to continue trying to be solid.
A lot of new numbers on the field here for Albany. Frazier wanting to throw, finding Davenport at the 25-yard line. He'll come forward, take a hard hit from Dave Plungis, who will make the stop. 6-yard gain, sets up a second and 4. You know, this loss will sting and it will be disappointing, but there's a lot of football left to be played after today for both teams. Frazier wanting to throw. This one is intercepted. picked off here by number 54, Jake Dwyer. So the day going from bad to worse here for Frazier.
Well, Matt, Kyle Frazier's thrown as many picks in this game as he has all season coming into this contest. And yeah, he's got a couple of touchdown throws, but Albany, these past couple of possessions, has just rushed four, dropped seven into coverage, and they have been a blanket in that second and third level defensively.
See if Albany comes out with some different offensive guys here as well, as this one well in hand. And it looks like they will do that somewhat. Some new numbers coming in there. Jake Meek, who will be seen as the backup quarterback, will get some play here. Checking in number 88, Nate Papso, as a far side wide receiver. Play stopping here for just a second. And the referee going to march everybody back. 5-yard penalty on Albany, setting up first and 15. Meek will probably operate the quarterback spot for the remaining part of the game. Quarterback draw here at the 20-yard line. He is dropped right at the line of scrimmage. Johnson and Cooper combined on the tackle.
There was so much expectation coming into this game, and really it started, you know, for me, Matt, last Sunday. You know, you kind of wake up and realize that this game was going to be two unbeaten teams in conference play. Albany, it's a rivalry game, and credit the Great Danes. You know, they have played better for longer in this game, and it's evident by the score, than Monmouth has, who's played well but in stretches.
Albany will win the sixth consecutive game in the series and finish up, at least for the foreseeable future, with an 11-4 advantage in the overall series. As, again, they will make the jump to the CAA next year. Monmouth staying in the Northeast Conference. That last carry by Ben Miskius. Third down and long. Play action for Meek. Wants screen. Now flush in the pocket. Going to stay on his feet. Take a hard hit by Rodriguez and Demersion. Right out the line of scrimmage. It'll set up fourth down here and long. And Sean Kenny will have another opportunity to knock three more points in. Already got a 50-yarder on the day. This is a 41-yard attempt. High snap. Good hold from Layton. And that one drilled, no, a little bit off to the right, so it's no good. Looked like it was good from here.
Yeah, it looked great from here, and also looked like it would have been good from about 55, the leg he put into it.
So Albany into the second team. I've seen a bunch of new numbers here popping in and a bunch of new faces. Not what you want to see if you're Monmouth on this side of the scoreboard. You don't want it to be a day that everybody gets playing time when you're here.
Well, you do if you're blowing somebody out. Not this way, though. Not when you're on the other end of 48-24 with 4 minutes and 34 seconds left.
Monmouth offense will come back on. They're still playing all of their starters here as Frazier just intercepted in the last series. Albany missing a field goal and an opportunity to put some more points up on the board. Frazier will hand it off here to Hayes. And Hayes, who only gets about a yard. Boy, that run defense for Albany today, very impressive. It made Monmouth one-dimensional, which was certainly a problem.
First half was 10 carries for 15 yards for this MU team. And even though Kyle Frazier is going to end with a pretty good completion percentage, not a lot of yards, and those three killer interceptions.
An offense that averages a lot of yards per game. in the flat. Pandorf makes the reception out to the 29-yard line. Will go as a gain of about five and set up a third. Gets the snap, looks in trouble again, moves off to his right, and will run out of bounds at the 30-yard line. It'll go as a gain of one and set up fourth and four. And Monmouth will punt it away here with 3:18 remaining in the fourth quarter.
Matt, we said the schedule before during our broadcast, but then after today, bye week next week, before visiting Cornell on October 13th, and then it's NEC play the rest of the way, including three of those final five at home. Weirdly enough, the two road trips, both to Pittsburgh.
Ryan Moore on to punt it away. Kirchner comes back in, calls for the fair catch at the 40-yard line, where Albany will have it first down here and 10. And they can basically run the clock out with 3:01 remaining in the fourth quarter.
Interviewing Coach Callahan, Matt, during the week, he said it's rare, and it is, that a team goes through NEC play unbeaten. But I don't know if recently we've seen a team that is, at this point in the year, as complete and dominant as Albany is. It just seems like, yeah, there's other improved teams. St. Francis PA's improved. Other teams are doing good things. It looks as though it's Albany and then the rest of the league.
Jake Meek back into the quarterback spot. Fakes to Presley Bove and then runs off to his right. And he is taken down there by Colin Cooper. A loss of five on the carry. Sets up a second and 15. We've seen so many guys rotate in here for Albany. They are pretty deep at the running back spot. We've already seen Smith and Osborne get a lot of work. Bove, a guy who carries the ball. Ben Masikas, a junior, just got a carry in the last series as well. What it could amount out to, Eddie, what you were just talking about, it could be a very interesting race for second place in the conference this year.
Wah, wah.
I'm just saying. I mean,
I know, and you're right, because Albany doesn't look like they want to relinquish that top spot at all.
Bove on the carry off the left side. He'll lose a yard. Stop made there by Clark Coe and Frank Foreman.
Quick check of the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Coke Zero. You know about the final, Sacred Heart over Central. Wagner over Bryant, 31-21. In Pittsburgh, Duquesne, 24, PA, 21. In that game, a field goal with 32 seconds left for Duquesne capped their comeback. They were down 21-13 at the top of the fourth quarter.
Big comeback for the Dukes, who will stay undefeated in conference play. Here's Bove off to the races. One man to beat to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. 67-yard touchdown run for Presley Bove, the redshirt freshman out of Spring Valley, New York. Maybe the tailback of the future for Albany. Showed great speed there. Listed at 5'4", 150 pounds. Albany now leading 54-24.
Well, now this is going to send me digging into the record book. Give me the book. Find out the last time, Matt, that Monmouth gave up 55.
Kenny on for the extra point. I wonder if Albany had some backup kicker they want to try. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. That is good. 55-24. A minute 24 remaining in the fourth quarter. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Back here from University Field. Getting set to put a cap on this one. It has been a rough day for Monmouth. Minute 24 remaining in the fourth quarter. Albany scoring with their third or fourth string tailback on a long touchdown run from 67 yards. Presley Bove. And Albany has opened up a 55-24 lead.
I could tell you like saying that kid's name.
Bove?
Pretty cool name.
Matt, I think I've got breaking news. You know that score you just reported?
Yep.
It's the first time it's ever been said against Monmouth. They've never given up 55 in a game.
Nagy on the kick return. Off the right side, running right, staying on his feet to the 25, spun down at the 27, maybe the 28-yard line. Good open field tackle made by Carl Allison. Not what you were hoping anyone was hoping for out of today. You don't want to go on the road. If you want to give up 55 points, do it in a shootout win where you win 56-55 or 58-55. You've been playing football for 20 years here, and you give up 55 points in a big September game.
In league.
It's going to be 2 weeks of a lot of discussions for Monmouth before they're back on the field against Cornell. Craig Peterson has come on here at the quarterback spot. Danny Agaman will get the carry. He is stacked up with a line of scrimmage for no gain.
It's been a tough afternoon if you're a Monmouth football fan, and it's disappointing because the way the game started, that first drive, the touchdown pass to Tyler George, and then since then, and since that fake punt that went for a touchdown, this really has been an impressive display by Albany. No, you know, give them full credit. They won this game, and very handily.
And a good football team, no doubt about it. Peterson will get the snap here. Hand off one more time. Agaman will get it, slip through the line, and that will do it. Ball does not have to be snapped again. And as final times as NEC rivals, Albany will win this one and take the 11-4 series advantage and win six games in a row. And to me at least, and I think you would agree, only stand in their own way of an NEC championship and an FCS playoff berth.
Yeah, the only team right now, especially after all the results, that could challenge if they win out would be Duquesne, which Albany does have to visit. And if the Great Danes, Matt, don't trip up the rest of the way, that FCS playoff bid, and it's funny we're talking about it on September 29th, but it could be theirs.
55-24, the final score. We'll come back with scores from around the country in the top 25 and the NEC. We'll do stats as well and a look ahead to our next game with a bye week in between. It's Cornell that is up next. All Albany today. They win it 55-24 over Monmouth. We step out for 2 minutes. We're back for the postgame show right after this with more Hawk football on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Our postgame show today presented by Sonic of Tinton Falls. Sonic Drive-In is now open just minutes away from the Monmouth campus in Tinton Falls. Open until midnight. The Tinton Falls Sonic is located right off of Route 35 in the A&P Shopping Center. Matt Horman, Eddie Acapinti back here. We'll start with scores, including this Albany win 55-24 over Monmouth as the Hawks fall to 3-2, now 2-1 in the NEC. Albany improves to 4-1 and 2-0 in league play as Monmouth will have a bye in a couple of weeks before they are back at it on the conference slate. They will next play Bryant in the NEC. Cornell, the next opponent, on the 13th of October. Bryant on the 20th, part of homecoming. And as we talked about, Eddie, the ramifications of this game here today, very important for both teams. Albany taking a big step forward and maybe winning another NEC championship as they did a year ago. Still a lot of games left to be played, and certainly stranger things have happened. But the football team that we saw today play in all purple, impressive, solid, balanced, consistent, explosive, a little bit of everything. The adjectives could kind of go on and on.
Yeah, I mean, what more do you say? And you said it. They do everything well. They make big plays. They make the average plays well. They tackle well. They run it. They throw it. They play special teams. They just don't make mistakes on the football field. And again, folks, we're talking about a team that is the same level as the rest of the teams in the Northeast Conference for the final time. they just do everything on the football field, at least they did today, perfectly.
So Albany wins it here 55-24. They go to 4-1. They are 2-0 in the league, as is Duquesne, as we take a look at our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. Real Coke taste and zero calories. The NEC board with everything a final other than Robert Morris, who plays host to Lafayette tonight in a non-league game. The Colonials will look for their first win against 3-0 Lafayette. So finals from around the league. Duquesne 4-1, 2-0 in the league. They are now tied with Albany, same overall record and same league record, 24-21. The final over the Red Flash of St. Francis, Pennsylvania, who go to 2-3 and 1-1 in league play. Albany is now 2-1 in the Northeast Conference, 2-3 overall. They beat Bryant at Staten Island 31-21. The Bulldogs are 0-5. Central Connecticut State also 0-5, as they are beaten at Sacred Heart's home field in Fairfield. The Pioneers getting their first league win of the season, as well as overall win, 34-21, the final score. So again, a run through the NEC football standings through today's games. Albany and Duquesne at 2-0. Monmouth at 2-1. St. Francis, Pennsylvania. I should say Monmouth and Wagner at 2-1. St. Francis, Pennsylvania at 1-1. Sacred Heart at 1-1. Bryant at 0-3. Central Connecticut State at 0-2. Robert Morris at 0-1. Tough one here today for MU to stomach. They lose it again 55-24. Top 25 scoreboard, one game already in the books. Look at the score of this one. Wow. West Virginia, the number 9 team of the country, goes to 4-0 on the year. They beat number 25 Baylor, who is 3-1 now on the season. 70-63, the final score in that contest. Second quarter action, Clemson leading Boston College 17-7. Georgia on top of Tennessee in the first quarter 14-10. Also now just starting the second quarter, Ohio State 7, Michigan State 3. Games coming up tonight. Florida State will be at South Florida, Boise State at New Mexico, South Carolina on the road at Kentucky. LSU 4-0 will welcome in CAA member Towson. TCU squaring off against SMU. Texas playing at Oklahoma State. Louisville putting their 4-0 mark on the line at Southern Miss. Number 22, Nebraska welcoming in Wisconsin. Mississippi on the road at 3-1. They will square off against 4-0 and number 1 Alabama. 10 o'clock games, Oregon State on the road at Arizona, and Washington State at 2-2, playing host to 4-0 and number 2 of the country, Oregon. That's our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. Real Coke taste and zero calories. Coke Zero, enjoy everything. We'll take one more timeout. We'll come back with final stats and thoughts in this one, part of the Sonic of Tinton Falls postgame show here on the Shore Sports Network. Back in 2 minutes.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
And we welcome you back here from University Field on the Albany University campus, where the Great Danes knocking off the Hawks of Monmouth 55-24, the final score with the loss. Monmouth falling to 3-2 overall and now 2-1 in league play. Albany improving to 4-1 and 2-0 in the conference. Our postgame show brought to you by Sonic of Tinton Falls, now open just minutes away from campus in Tinton Falls. Open until midnight, the Sonic Tinton Falls Drive-In, located off Route 35 in the A&P Shopping Center. Coming up next for Monmouth, a bye week next week, and then they will square off and go non-league against Cornell. That game will be up also in upstate New York. Cornell going into their game tonight against Bucknell at 1-1 overall, 1-0 in the Ivy League. That is a 6 p.m. start, so we'll keep our eye on that one. But Monmouth will have time to kind of reflect back on what was a very disappointing day here today up in Albany as they fall. And, you know, what most would have considered kind of a September championship game in a way. If Monmouth had aspirations of winning a title, they'd have to figure out a way to go through the defending champion. They'd have to do it on the road. Albany with much bigger things to think about as they will move to the CAA next year, but still want to win that NEC championship and make their way back into the FCF playoffs, where they almost upset Stony Brook a season ago. Instead, Monmouth gives up a 55 points on the scoreboard to Albany, as we've just been given stats here. That's presented by Chevy. It's now time to take a look at our final stats. It's presented by your Tri-State Chevy dealer. See your local Chevy dealer or visit ChevyOffers.com. Albany putting together a balanced offensive attack. The numbers not pretty. 76 total offensive plays, 511 yards, 263 on the ground, 248 through the air. Drew Smith, 18 carries, had three touchdowns, 109 yards. Kevin Chillis, a couple of big plays today, a couple in the one through the air where he scored a touchdown, one on a fake punt that changed the whole complexion of the game here today. Will Fiachki, 16 of 30 for 248 yards through two touchdown passes. Ryan Kirchner, the local Rumson Fairhaven product, five catches, 121 yards. He also had a big hand in this game, an 81-yard touchdown reception from Fiachi in the first quarter in a one-play, 81-yard scoring drive that took just 13 seconds. And Albany, from that point, 14-7, really never looked back. Defensively, pretty solid today as well. Monmouth running 77 total plays, 327 total yards. But the run-pass split, as even as it was for Albany at 263, 248 run-pass, ugly for Monmouth. 25 carries for 53 yards, 274 yards throwing for Kyle Frazier, who, despite the big numbers, 33 of 52, 52 attempts today for Frazier, threw two touchdown passes, was intercepted three times. And for the second consecutive week, the rushing game, which was so good through the first few weeks of the season, really kind of falling apart a little bit. Julian Hayes, 12 carries for just 23 yards. He did have a touchdown. Team's leading receiver was Tyler George, seven catches for 75 yards and one score. All in all, unfortunately, it adds up to kind of a long afternoon for Monmouth after a very, what we were told, a good week of practice, a lot of expectation into the game, and a very good start in the football game today. They take the opening drive and go 12 plays, 82 yards, Frazier to Tyler George, took off 5 minutes of the clock. You're up 7-0, and thinking, Eddie, at that point, boy, maybe Monmouth really is going to be the team that pulls the upset today, because despite what people would say, Albany was still considered a favorite in the game going into the contest today. But Monmouth came out looking sharp, looking very good, and I think those two touchdowns, obviously, for Albany in the first quarter, the Chillis fake punt and the Kirchner long touchdown pass, in such a short amount of time, changed the whole complexion of the football game.
And MU never recovered throughout the entire duration of the game. Even, Matt, when they were able to cut it to 34-24 and think they have a chance, first play of the fourth quarter, Albany comes out, gets a big play. They just had an answer for every time that Monmouth didn't even get within a score, just got a little bit closer. They were able to come up with a big play to add to their lead.
And Drew Smith, a very good football player, rushes for over 100 yards today, has the three touchdowns and an alarming number, which has really been a strength of Monmouth. They were number one in the nation going in, giving up first downs on third down conversions at about 13 point something percent, but number one in the nation. They'd given up 6 of 46, I think was the number. Today, Albany, 11 of 18 going for it on third down.
And we can't look back and say that MU was playing a soft schedule up to this point with Lehigh, with the CAA opponent in URI, with Wagner, with Sacred Heart. So, again, full credit goes to this Albany Great Danes team. They put it on Monmouth today, and this loss is now going to sting for a couple of weeks until they can go up to Cornell on the 13th.
Well, as we said earlier in the postgame show, that is the next upcoming game for Monmouth. That's presented by Coach USA, driven with pride. We mentioned Cornell on the road tonight at Bucknell. So far, Cornell 1-1 on their year, 1-0 in the Ivy League. As we say goodbye here, our thanks to the folks at Albany. We'll actually miss coming up here. It's been a good rivalry between the two teams, though a bit one-sided as of late. You know, not to be poor sports, but best of luck to the Great Danes as they make the move to the CAA. It is a jump up in competition, but as we said, I think at some point there'll be a force to be reckoned with in that league.
I don't think how can you say otherwise if with the number of scholarships that they have now, which is not the same level, they're beating teams in that league. New stadium, more scholarships. They've proven that they're ready for that. And as you say, best of luck to them moving forward. Obviously, we know a lot of them, and the relationship between the coaches is strong. And It's a good job by them and a good win for them tonight.
Yep, they go to 4-1 on the year, 2-0 now in the league, and kind of sit in the catbird seat with Duquesne. Those two teams will play in November. Monmouth with still a lot of football left to be played, and going back years and years of NEC football, not many teams have finished undefeated in the league. So the best-case scenario is you hope that somebody trips up Albany somewhere along the way. If it's Duquesne, great, and Monmouth beats Duquesne in October, set up some kind of three-way funky tie and pull some other teams into it. Believe me when I tell you, stranger things have happened, and I do believe that this Monmouth team will be able to get off the deck and get their season turned back around. Our thanks to Lauren Bajica back in the studios today, doing a great job working through a couple of technical issues. For my partner, Eddie Acapinti, assisted today up here in the box by Monmouth SID, Greg Viscomi. Matt Herman saying so long from the University of Albany in upstate New York, where the Great Danes beat the Hawks 55-24. You've been listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com. The Monmouth University Athletic Department would like to thank the following sponsors who made this broadcast possible. Coke Zero, football-related chest bumps, high fives, and trash talk. Brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy every day. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with five locations in the Shore area, helping to get you back in the game. The Penalty Box Cafe, laser tag, arcade birthday parties, located at the Jersey Shore Arena in Farmingdale. First Atlantic Federal Credit Union, Barnabas Health, Sonic, America's Drive-In, and the Asbury Park Press. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics.